Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Okay, girlfriends, kick back because we're going to have some fun. Do you want to know how to have the best orgasm? Ha! Told ya! So you better listen up. We have Dr. Alyssa Dweck. She's a full-time practicing OBGYN at the Mount Kisco Medical Group in Westchester County, New York. And she's got the book you better get. V is for vagina. Your A to Z, maybe V, guide to periods, piercings, pleasures, and so much more. Welcome to Her Radio, Dr. Dweck. Oh my gosh,
thank you.
Is it possible to have the best orgasm? That's the real question. Oh my
Absolutely.
Gosh. Let's talk about it. You know, why are some women able to achieve an orgasm more easily than others?
Well, I think it's so important to understand that one of the most erogenous erotic organs for women is actually the brain. So much of orgasm potential really starts up top in your head. That's very important to know. So get rid of distractions.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking of 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm thinking, I don't know if the brain was so important on that one. It looked more like shackles and, you know, all kinds of crazy things going on there. And I think women sometimes think they have to hang from a chandelier to make this thing work. So it's interesting you went directly to the brain on this one. So what are the things that contribute to women having a hard time climaxing or not?
Right. Well, of course, we'll talk about the other more exciting organs, but the brain certainly is very important because so many women, especially these days with careers and families and so many other obligations, are distracted. And many, many times, women have to literally put all of their other issues on the back burner and get sex on the brain, start having erotic thoughts, think about it, make time for sexual activity, whether you're partnered or not. It's really important.
I absolutely love that. I'm just going to go back to that again. Sex on the brain. You know, women, I know, they're out there with their to-do list, and they're just sort of running through it in their brains at all times. And this is another reason why they can't get to sleep at nighttime, because they're just, you know, checking it. And that's really hard to do for a lot of women. You know it, I know it, because we both live there, right? And we're challenged with that all the time. But I think you're right. It's a huge stumbling block there. So what can a woman do to help herself orgasm? Let's go to that place. Let's go from the brain to other places.
So let's go straight down to the clitoris, which of course is probably the most important organ, if you will, with so many thousands and thousands of nerve endings, is incredibly sensitive. And I think for women who are having issues achieving orgasm, they really need to concentrate more on clitoral stimulation. So I think the statistics generally show that 70 to 80% of women require direct clitoral stimulation for orgasm, and some women are not obtaining this during traditional intercourse with vaginal penetration. So clitoral stimulation, whether it's manual, whether it's with a self-stimulator or vibrator, or with a partner, is very important, and that's something that women should concentrate on.
Okay, so we're looking at masturbating. It helps you learn exactly which pressures and rhythms you need in order to orgasm. So you've got to do a little bit of you 101. I mean, you know, take care of understanding that. But you also said the partner, so that means communication's important, right?
Absolutely important. And, you know, your partner many times will need some education in terms of what feels good for you. So self-exploration is very important so that you can then teach your partner what feels great and move along in that way.
Okay, and then taking your time. This is something you stressed in your book. You know, when women get frustrated, because a lot of women start to feel insecure that it's taken them too long to climax. I mean, you know, what are we on the clock here, or what's going on?
Really, that is a very common complaint. It's taking so long. I'm too tired. I just want to go to sleep. But actually, foreplay is incredibly important. Women need more stimulation and foreplay prior to an orgasm. And I think that's an incredibly important part of sexual exploration, again, with or without a partner. I think that, you don't want to be looking at the clock. You don't want to be spectatoring and watching yourself during sexual activity. You just want to be in the moment. In the long run, if you actually did time your sexual activity, I would bet it doesn't take more than 20 to 30 minutes out of your day.
Really? Seriously?
Really.
Okay. Well, that's important for women to know, for crying out loud, you know?
Yes, unless you'd like it to take more time.
I don't know. We could talk. I don't know. I think when 50 Shades comes out, and whenever it comes out, we'll have some interesting conversations. Hey, listen, is it possible to have these multiple orgasms? You know, read about them all the time. And until recently, you know, physicians believed only a tiny portion of women could have more than one. Is that really true?
Yes, it is true. I think some women experience these, other women don't. An even more important thing is the distinction between the clitoral type of orgasm and the vaginal type of orgasm, because some women will really not experience both. So the clitoral orgasm, as we spoke about, was from clitoral stimulation directly, but there is a likely, although it's difficult to really define, spot called the G-spot inside the vagina, and this is a very erogenous zone for many women, and stimulation of this area can really cause a very, very intense orgasm. And once you understand where that spot is for yourself, or teach your partner where it is, you can certainly induce multiple orgasms with stimulation there.
All right. And you know, the other thing, too, is when we're thinking about this, I mean, let's just get super technical here. What are the typical easier positions for women to climax? If you're talking about G-spots, the vagina, the clitoris, I mean, what is it? Many women find being on top is the easiest?
Yes, I think the positioning is important, and some of this also has to do with women's individual anatomy. But in general, most women find being on top easiest because that provides for the most intense clitoral direct stimulation. So missionary position is important and helpful in that way. And women on top, lying flat, is important. And then another position that's helpful for clitoral stimulation to be maximized is sitting face-to-face with your partner, but in a sitting position where you're on top. And don't forget that there are so many other sexual activities that you can involve in your repertoire that really will help with orgasm. It's not about vaginal penetration for everybody. Some women get more pleasure from oral pleasure. Some women prefer using a vibrator along with their sex play, with or without a partner. And there are also some products around that might be sexual enhancers. You know, certain botanical oils that might be helpful for to give a little bit of spark or zip to your activity, if you will, which are applied directly to the clitoris. There are some oral supplements that have been touted to be helpful for some women. And never underestimate, the usefulness of some lubricant like wet platinum. Other water-soluble lubricants are really helpful, and that can enhance sexual play as well.
And you cover this in your book, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So I want to make sure everyone hears this. This is Dr. Alyssa Dweck. That's Dweck. Her book is V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and So Much More. I can't tell you how much fun I had on this segment, and I know all of our listeners are just glued to the radio, Radio MD, for your words of advice and wisdom. Thank you so much, Dr. Dweck. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Ropes, News on Vacation today. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do, stay well.